Texte numéro 17. Asia's Lonely Hearts. 20 years ago, a debate erupted about whether there were specific Asian values. Most attention focused on dubious claims by autocrats that democracy was not among them. But a more intriguing, if less noticed, argument was that traditional family values were stronger in Asia than in America and Europe, and that this partly accounted for Asia's economic success. In the words of Lee Kuan Yew, former Prime Minister of Singapore and a keen advocate of Asian values, the Chinese family encourages scholarship and hard work and thrift and deferment of present enjoyment for future gain. On the face of it, his claim appears persuasive still. In most of Asia, marriage is widespread and illegitimacy almost unknown. In contrast, half of marriages in Western countries end in divorce, and half of all children are born outside wedlock. The recent riots across Britain, whose origins many believe lie in an absence of either parental guidance or filial respect, seem to underline a profound difference between East and West. Yet marriage is changing fast in East, Southeast and South Asia, even though each region has different traditions. The changes are different from those that took place in the West in the second half of the 20th century. Divorce, though rising in some countries, remains comparatively rare. What's happening in Asia is a flight from marriage. Marriage rates are falling partly because people are postponing getting hitched. Marriage ages have risen all over the world, but the increase is particularly marked in Asia. People there now marry later than they do in the West. The mean age of marriage in the richest places, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea and Hong Kong, has risen sharply in the past few decades to reach 29 to 30 for women and 31 to 33 for men. A lot of Asians are not marrying later. They are not marrying at all. Women are retreating from marriage as they go into the workplace. Almost a third of Japanese women in their early 30s are unmarried. Probably half of those will always be. Over one-fifth of Taiwanese women in their 30s are single. Most will never marry. In some places, rates of non-marriage are especially striking. In Bangkok, 20% of 40 to 44-year-old women are not married. In Tokyo, 21%. Among university graduates of that age in Singapore, 27%. So far, the trend has not affected Asia's two giants, China and India. But it is likely to, as the economic factors that have driven it elsewhere in Asia sweep through those two countries as well. And its consequences will be exacerbated by the sex-selective abortion practiced for a generation there. By 2050, there will be 60 million more men of marriageable age than women in China and India. Adapted from The Economist, August 2011.